Only playing these cup games now, don't play in the league.
Feels like only yesterday I was playing at Jenner Park for Gavin Chesterfield and playing games week in, week out, so it's been some journey.
The Peter Falk of Llanelli, eh? The youngsters won't understand that, by the way.
This league is still all over the place like a dog at a fair. Reaction to the whirly gig of the league ladder, where Barry Town could still be league leaders by Christmas. And with Llanelli winning, the bottom is looking tasty too, like a turkey. Reaction to Nomad's superb Scottish adventure to come. And pro action with Nathaniel Carr's Cup semi-final previews as well. Jonah's with me as ever. Lots going on last weekend, but I gotta say, surely your highlight is what the Nomads achieved in Scotland.
Yeah, it's a brilliant result for our league. It's a brilliant result for the Connors Key Nomads, Andy Morrison's squad that he's put together over the last couple of years now. You know, they really look a good team now. And to be able to go to Hampden Park, you know, some people may say it's only the Iron Brew Cup. Well, the Iron Brew Cup is still, you know, Queen's Park with their history, playing at Hampden Park. And for the Nomads to come from behind, you know, they were 1-0 behind in a quarter final of a cup, and teams, you know, usually can cling on to leads there, but the Nomads showed plenty of ability. And what, you know, they get some stick, the Nomads, sometimes for the way they play, you know, long ball aggression and stuff like that. But you only got to see the two goals on Scotty. Rob Hughes has come off the bench, you know, his dribbling skills and his crossing ability have set up two goals. But it's just, they got all round type of team now. They got big, strong midfielders. They got strong centre forwards. They got strong centre backs and a resolute and disciplined and experienced goalkeeper. But they also got bits of skill. They got Bakari. They got Ryan Wignall. Like we say, they got Rob Hughes to come off the bench. They've got all round decent ability, and they got a great chance. And they're still marking a chance of, you know, winning four trophies. Who would have said that? For myself and from everybody else in this league, well done the Nomads, and you know, let's win this Iron Brew Cup. Sorry to put the pressure on, lads, but let's win the Iron Brew Cup this year.
Well, we caught up with George Horan before he hit the whiskey bars of Glasgow after that. Here he is.
I think for the result-wise, I think we battered him. I think if he had now said it 3 or 4-1, it wouldn't have been unjust, so we made up with the result in the end, though, to get through. Brilliant.
Were you worried when they went ahead? Because you had so much possession, so many chances, their keeper was just keeping you out all the time.
I think that was a disheartening thing, the chances. We've been at it for a couple of weeks like this, chance after chance. Just seems to get disheartening, but we just kept plugging away, going, and we got a goal, I got a goal. Bit of a lucky one, but bothered.
Goal in the last round, yes, Corrine. Important goal tonight as well.
Only playing these cup games now, don't play in the league. No, made up, yeah. I think we'll have a good night tonight, the lads, and we deserve it. Played well there.
And for Wildies to score that second so quickly after your strike as well, you know, really, really sealed the game.
I think so, and we defended well at the end. I think, Amley, did he have one chance the whole game? Scored, he took it well, but great for us, great for a club, great for the league.
You've played football at a good level for a number of years. What was it like for you to play and score at Hampden Park?
Amazing. This could be one of the last years, so I'm quite emotional a little bit, but yeah, good, made up. Mum and Dad are here as well, so yeah, made up.
We talked about the positivity in Nomad's play in the past year, and one of the interesting things apparently that the Queen's Park goalkeeper was moaning about after the game was he was moaning that Nomad's played a dour style of football. The stats go well against that. I think it was 19 shots Nomad's got away, so it is a different side to perhaps the one we'd be talking about two seasons ago.
I didn't realise you were going to mention what the goalie said about the Nomads. I already read and heard what he said about the Nomads. But, you know, come on. Like I just told you, you've got Wignall on one wing, you've got Rob Hughes on the other wing, you've got Bakari galloping up and down. They got players of different abilities, right? And they can suit the situations. Now, doesn't every team need a little bit of everything? And that's what they've developed there. Look, the two goals, Horan and Wild, there's 70 between them too, so there's plenty of experience. But what they have got is a 4 or 5 experienced winners, which is key. These experienced players like Horan, like Michael Wild, will be key over the next 4 to 5 months, having done it in the past and won competitions. Andy Morrison will know that them experienced people will be absolutely key in the last part of this massive season for them.
Now, whilst the Nomads were in Scotland, TNS tiptoed back to the top of the table after beating a 10-man Barry, but they didn't make the breakthrough until 70-odd minutes in, Greg Draper getting the opener from the subs bench. And then a name we haven't read out before, the second by Nembhard. Here he is.
I feel like after the last couple of weeks, we've needed to bounce back, and today I thought the performance showed what we're about, shows who we are and what we're capable of. And like I said, it was nice to top off the win with a goal myself as well, so yeah, it was good.
You're a young lad, you know, a fairly rare start for you in the centre of defence, and yeah. Obviously you took your chance well today.
Yeah, like I say, the management and the staff have a lot of faith in me and my ability, and like I say, I know what I'm capable of doing, and like I say, when I'm given the chance to do something, I feel like I should go out there and execute, and I feel like I've done that today, so I'm really proud of myself.
Back on top of the table. But it's been an odd few weeks, I suppose, because the New Saints haven't been on top of the table. So how's it been within the camp, you know, and how's the mentality had to be?
Yeah, we just try and brush past it. We try and take every day as it comes. Like I say, teams are going to try and work their hardest to try and beat us because we're at the top. Everyone wants to be at the top. Everybody wants to have our shirt. And in the camp, we've just been working as hard as we can to try and put that right. Like, sometimes you get put in little blips, it's just how you get out of it. And I think today showed what we're about and how we react to it.
Next game is the Nathaniel MG Cup semi-final. Another trip down to South Wales for you on Friday against Cymbrian and Clydach. How are you looking forward to that?
Yeah, looking forward to it. Like I say, cup competitions really are where it's at. When it's all on the plate, everything's on the line. Need to win the game. So like I say, we just want to carry the form that we brought in today and just keep that momentum going and try and keep winning back to back to back. So yeah, it's been good.
763 people at that game. One of them, a very special man who had a week off, decided to go to Jenner Park. Very wise man indeed. Let's hear from former Barrytown United, now Bolton Wanderers player, Christian Deutsch.
Feels like only yesterday I was playing at Jenner Park for Gavin Chesterfield and playing games week in, week out. So it's been some journey, but really thankful that I've finally got my opportunity playing the Championship.
You played here for over a season. You played for Gavin Chesterfield. His 400th game in charge of the club today. It's a fantastic achievement for him. He's obviously an integral part of the furniture, isn't he?
Yeah, the things he's done for the club has been unbelievable. And you could see the things that he was doing firsthand all those years ago as well. And the way he's got the team into the Welsh Premier is testament to him and his character and his family as well. I know Hannah does a lot behind the scenes as well. And you can see that the fans here really love the family and stuff, and they've been so well.
So, obviously started in Croeso Ceiliog, Barrytown United, Carmarthen Town, and yeah. Now you're at Bolton. How are things going, Christian?
Yeah, really, really good. It's been, obviously, a weird old journey, but it's something I've really, really enjoyed. Obviously, going higher and higher each time each season's been really good for me, and hopefully that I can really start playing some games for Bolton and help us with the position we're in at the moment.
I presume you follow the Welsh Premier results, and it's a tight league this year, isn't it?
Yeah, been really tight league. Obviously Carmarthen are not doing so super well at the back, but I'm sure that Neil Smothers will turn that around. Obviously TNS have dropped a couple of results recently, so they're going to look to bounce back straight away, but I'm rooting for Barry today.
Christian Deutsch not the only celebrity at Jenner Park this weekend. I hear Welsh Secretary Alan Cairns broke away from Brexit discussions to see the Linnets play. He's got his priorities right. Jonah, another star on display, a bright star on display at Barrytown United during that game as well. Gavin Chesterfield, 400 games, I understand, for the club now. What a job he's done.
Yeah, brilliant. We've gone on the podcast over the last couple of years, what a fantastic job Gavin's done. And he deserves, you know, he deserved the honour. He was given to him, or the award he was given to him by Austin Roberts and Doigie. It's fantastic. One of his players to return also there and, you know, present him the award. He didn't get the result he wanted on the day. But first of all, Mike, let's congratulate, you know, the crowd at Barry. We're the main people who've been crying out to say, look, the team are doing it. Can the people in the town turn up and show their support for the Linnets in that 763. They'll get the four figures before Christmas. You would say now, I think the Boxing Day game, Barry and the Met, or the New Year's Day game, whatever it is, so they'll have four figures on that day. But, you know, they're a club in transition over the last 4 or 5 years, but they're back where they want to be. And they competed well against TNS. Tory, I was looking, Yeah, it's just about the penalty, mind. He's unlucky to get sent off for that on a second yellow. You know, he just put his hand on Spender's back, over Spender's gone, which most people do, and technically it's a penalty, yeah. So, but a little bit unlucky to get a second yellow for that, I think. But, he left the field and things back to usual, TNS top of the league, but it's not back to usual, really, because this stage of the season, TNS are usually climbing clear of, you know, six or seven clubs, about 10 points behind them. They're joint top with two other teams, and there's three teams close on their tail, so the race is definitely on.
Look, every team has a wobble. They're conscious that it's not been the greatest of results over the past few weeks, but they still believe that they can overturn that and get a lead in the league. Do you think that's the way it's going now?
Yeah, well, I said that the last couple of weeks. I said everybody's back in the race. The odds are shortening on the teams around them, you know. TNS were gigantic favourite start of the season, you know, Manchester City and TNS, everybody's double in the Welsh and the English League. But the other teams are up for the scrap. The Nomads, like we said, if they get a win this week in midweek, they'll go top by 3 points. Barry will want to win their next home game against Newtown. That's a massive game again now. They're all in the mix, and there's a little team I'm sure we'll go on about later on who are having a crazy run of wins at the moment. The Aberystwyth bandwagon is well and truly up and running.
Hey, it's not bandwagon, it's luxury vehicles in Aberystwyth, I think you'll find.
Oh, they're on fire. I mean, if you want to go on about them now, Mac, what a run there on Aberystwyth. And they're edging their way into the race. Little bit jovial when we said, oh, the Aberystwyth fans were singing and dancing, leaving the field at Cardiff Met, saying, oh, Aber, we're going to win the league, we're going to win the league. And everybody having a little bit of a laugh. Then they go to Bala and win in the last minute. So, you know, they all believe they can do it. Their run's been incredible. They're getting to a point now, Mac, where they'd be expecting to win. Five wins in a row. They've gone to Met and, you know, and won. They've gone to Bala and won. They've got players playing up their skins at the moment, the likes of Joe Phillips and Ryan Edwards on the wings. Declan Walker, his heading ability at the moment, I mean, he's known as one of the, you know, pot shots in this league with his shooting ability. He can score up on 25 yards. But flipping hell, he's like Van Basten in the air at the moment. He's heading in goals from everywhere. And I'm really enjoying watching the celebrations at the two Marinos on the sideline, Neville Powell and Gavin. I mean, if we got Dye behind the goals at Llanelli, we got Neville Powell and Gavin Allen now. Their celebrations, they're brilliant. They're jumping all over everybody. Take it easy, Neville. No, take it easy. You're cracking on a bit now, mate.
Yes, we don't want to be responsible for keeping Brongleis Hospital in business, do we?
No, but what a fantastic for ABBA. And the good thing is they're getting well supported. Their fans are big, starting to build at home, and they're taking an away support with them, which is key to every football team. If they're taking 30 or 40 or 50, they make a lot of noise on their away trips, and that is key to their success. Don't worry about that.
We have got a bit distracted because I didn't want to talk about Aberystwyth till later. But while we're on the subject, look at the names that are doing the business for Aberystwyth. Walker, Amadi putting the cross in, Ashley Ruain. I mean, they're not names that are new to this league. And it's interesting for me that Aberystwyth has got something out of what you could call league veterans and have given them a new lease of life. But also that it's Aberystwyth that's done that, I suppose.
It's happened, Mark. It's happened before. You players over the years haven't built great reputations at certain clubs, but they go to some clubs. They'll get on with the manager. They'll get on with the coach. They'll get on with the fans. And once they start playing somewhere where they really enjoy, they'll give everything. And that's what happens when a team get on a good run. They start believing in each other. The changing room starts believing in each other. And when you've got the fans on behind you as well, you want to perform for them. That's the difference.
So now you distracted me. I'm going to try and bring this podcast back to where I wanted to talk. Because I know we talked about Nomads and we talked about the Aberystwyth result. I don't know. For me, result of the week surely has to go to Llanelli winning 2-0 at home to Kevin Druids. Now, let's hear from Andy Hill. He believes it's a sign of more positivity to come.
I think we deserved the three points. We were a better team out there. And I think, you know, The clean sheet is massive today, especially with the goals we've been conceding, and the manner that that the boys played the game today was really pleasing. We worked hard in training on tactical stuff this week, and you know, and it showed out there today. So yes, really pleasing 3 points, really good win, and hopefully now on to Carnarvon at home in 2 weeks' time. It's no coincidence how today was the first time we could pick 11 senior players in about 6 weeks. You know, we know we're good enough. We know we've got the quality. You know, it just seems as if we're having hit after hit after hit. And take today for instance. We've had a great performance. We've had 3 points. Yet next week now there's no fixture. So you know, we can't build on the momentum. But you know, not grumbling. Happy with 3 points, and move on to Carnarvon.
And Jonah, it's just a sign for me that nobody is cut adrift in the league. I did the maths earlier on. Llanelli, as it stands, could still get into the top six before the cut-off. That's worth a few bob down the bookies, isn't it?
Yeah, it would be worth a few quid because it'd have to be a miraculous comeback for that. But what Andy Hill has told you is his team have been, you know, the first season back and they're going to get their trials and tribulations in the league. You know, they're going to have to go to places they've taken a couple of hidings, but this was a very, very surprising result. I watched Hughie Griffiths' team come from 2 goals behind a week ago and win 3-2 at Carmarthen, and now Llanelli go and put on a tremendous performance. And most probably a name which has been up and down all season, but he has to take a lot of credit, the centre forward Loveridge. He's in the team who were bottom of the league. He's scoring goals for fun and he's putting good defenders under pressure with real hard working and pacey performances up top for the Reds. So, you know, congratulations to him. They got their 2-0 win. Andy Hill, Simon Dyer, they're working hard down there and they're just telling everybody, Mark, they're not going to drop out of this league. They're too big a club just to drop out of it. We all thought, every one of us thought, now with a couple of drubbings they've taken, that or most probably that'll be the end of Llanelli. 2-0 Saturday against the Druids says it's not the end of Llanelli. They're in for a scrap right to the end of this season.
More importantly, Jonah, your Wales C boss, have you checked out Loveridge's credentials? Is he viable for a Wales C cap?
He's viable, mate, and he's doing as well. How can I put this? He's doing as well as every other number nine in the league. So don't start that like Mark, trying to nick who's going to get in and who's going to get out. We've got 3 months to go yet.
Jonah, you've got more fence up your bum than a B&Q warehouse. Get off the fence.
He's doing well, mate. He's doing very, very well.
Second question, more importantly than James Loveridge's ability, was Dye there for the 2 goals? I haven't had a chance to see.
Yes, I've watched Gorrow. I think he was joined by somebody as well. So he was there, that white Mac, unbelievable. The Peter Falk of Llanelli, eh? The youngsters won't understand that, by the way.
No, they won't. We'll have to think what the youth reference is for that. I don't know what the youth reference is for Peter Falk. Anyway, let's move on. What, of course, that result has done is it's pushed Llandudno to the bottom of the league. They lost to Carmarthen. But look, hey, it's a long path ahead of us. Here's Ewan Williams.
To be honest, you know, as a manager, I've worked my socks off. I've got a lot of stuff going on in my personal life in terms of my father and stuff, but I've still kept turning up, still organised sessions, still tried to think of solutions to get these lads firing. And yeah, you know, I'm still here fighting. You know, if people knew half the stuff that's going on in my life at the moment, then maybe they'd give me a little bit of a leeway. But, you know, I'm a fan of no football club supporter first and foremost. You know, I'm hurting as much as anyone else. You know, I've got a massive, you know, knot in my stomach at the moment with how that game finished, because, you know, we should have won that comfortably. You know, the stats will go up the roof, but again, you know, are we good enough in that final third? You know, we've made changes to change the game, and I think the changes may have cost us the game, you know, but it's an opportunity for these lads to come on and prove to me that, you know, they shouldn't be sitting on the bench. And yeah, it's just character again, isn't it? And it's hard for me as a manager to teach character, to drag character out of players.
What are your thoughts on the positions at the bottom at the moment? What are your thoughts on Llandudno now?
I'm a little bit surprised, like everybody else. I think they have players of ability there. They made a couple of summer signings. We thought with Mike Pearson and Kai playing at the back, you know, that would have had them strength and stability, because they're two, you know, they're two class centre halves. They just, I think they have a group of players who just haven't knitted together so far. But, as Ewan keeps telling us, why can't they get a win next week and go on a 4 or 5 win run like Neville Poles, Aberystwyth have done, and would see them charging up the table. They're still round about 18 games to go in the season, so there's plenty of points to play for. They're not where they should be, definitely. But as per James Leveridge, Llanelli sticking a ball in the back of the net, and Ashley Ruane and company sticking a ball back in the net for Aber, there's nobody doing it for Llandudno. So Taylor Fletcher's come in. He scored 3 goals in 2 games. He's the plus for them at the moment. So they're a long way to go, like you said, but we must be honest and say they're at the bottom. They're right in the scrap. It's down to Johan and the lads to get Llandudno out of there.
Well, still to come, Nathaniel Carr's semi-final cup prediction from me and Jonah, because that's what our focus is in the next 7 days.
Loads of cars out there are advertised with low monthly payments, although getting that price usually means paying thousands for the deposit too. At Nathaniel Cars, we like to keep things simple. The dynamic, family-proof MGZS crossover is available on 0% finance for just $229 a month, with a super low deposit of $229. And you get a 7-year or up to 80,000-mile warranty. Test drive the MGZS at Nathaniel Car showrooms in Bridgend or Cardiff today, based on a 5-year hire purchase.
I'm Madison Keach, and you're listening to the Nathaniel MG Cup podcast with Weber and Jonah.
It is an absolute great semi-final lineup. We always have one club every year from the leagues below the Welsh Premier League who cause a stir. This season, Jonah, a club that you've watched over time, Cambrian and Clydach. Oh, it's great to have them on board, isn't it?
Oh, it's brilliant what they've done already this season, Cambrian and Clydach. They're still in the Welsh Cup. Obviously, they're doing well in the Welsh Cup, but in this Cup, in the MG Cup, they've already knocked out 3 Premier clubs. I think they've only conceded a goal in 90 minutes of open play. Obviously, they've conceded a couple of penalties when they won against Barry in the first round. But they've been fantastic. Dane Williams and his young group of players there. Dane has carried on what Craig Hughes, Gup Easter, did the last couple of seasons. And they're going from strength to strength. It'll be a brilliant evening this Friday at Cambrian and Clydach's home ground. There's people there who you know, invested and give years and years of service to this club. I know Phil Williams, the chairman personally, he's a lovely bloke. So every bit of success that they get there, they've worked hard for, Cam. You know, they're a community club, and this is the biggest game. This is their final. Whether they make it or not, they know TNS at home on a Friday night in the Valleys is the biggest game this club's had in a long time.
Well, look, let's talk about TNS. They're no strangers to playing Friday night. They're no strangers to playing under floodlights. They're no strangers to playing the big game. And they're coming back and they're doing some decent results lately. However, if the Rhondda boys get a good crowd and it's a bit chilly, who knows?
Hey, Mark, they'll get a good crowd. And I'll tell you one thing, right? It won't be vest weather up there, right? It'll be double overcoat weather. I've had a look at the forecast already and it's going to be a tough place to go on Friday evening. But TNS, with their class, as they showed, they went into the cooking pot Saturday and they went down to Barry where it was going to be tough and they got a 2-0 win. But this Cambrian and Clydach team, like I said, this would be the biggest underdog cup run this league has ever seen, were they to knock TNS out. 4 Welsh Premier teams, including TNS, if it was to come off and make the cup final. If they beat TNS, I think they should make another cup for the final, just hand them the cup anyway on Friday evening. Aberystwyth, Barry, Newtown and TNS, if you could defeat them 4, that is some achievement. What a game being played on Friday night at Cambrian. And all the South Wales fans, if you're not involved on Friday evening, and there's obviously a lot of footballers not involved this Friday evening, get down there and support the game. And, it's a fantastic occasion for the Cambrian club.
And the second game is Connorskey Nomads against Cardiff Met. Now, 2 names that are familiar to us, of course, on this podcast, and we sort of know how they play, but still going to be quite a game, isn't it, Jenna?
Yeah, Mark, we must admit it's the contest between 2 clubs with contrasting fortunes at the moment. The Nomads can't seem to do nothing wrong. They're, like you said, they're in all 4 competitions. You know, they're flying at the moment, the Nomads, and they'll be strong favourites for this, especially playing at home. But Christian and the Met, they've been in the league 3 years now. They've been close, as you said, they've been close. And this would be the type of game which could turn their season around. is a tough one for them, Matt, because the defeat Saturday, I think, hurt them. But they've got to get together. You know, they're obviously all intelligent lads. They've got a great manager in Christian Edwards. He got good backroom staff. But this is a mountain they have to climb this Saturday. If you thought, you know, that it would have been a hard game after the Nomads winning at Hampden, I just think they want more and more, and they'll want to get to the cup final. So it'll be a shock if the Met were to go up to Deeside and get a result on Saturday. I see favouritism just edging the Nomads through, but listen, any way to turn your season round is to go to the favourites and get a win, and that's what the Met would have to do.
And how do you think Nomads will feel about this? Because obviously they would have played up in Scotland on Friday night, Newtown on Wednesday, and now they're going to have to play another game. Is all this travelling wearying?
It could do, Mac, but I think the better this league's getting, the more better competitions we're playing in, right? I think that's professional football, and they won't mind that at all. And by the way, I think they got the Glasgow quicker than the Met bus got from Cardiff to Caernarfon last Saturday.
Well, let's face it, it probably is quicker to get a Virgin train to the north of Scotland from Connors Quay than it is to drive our roads in our country, unfortunately.
Because I was most probably following him.
We'll soon see how those Nathaniel Carr's games play out this weekend. Do please try and get to them if you're local in the Rhondda on Friday night, up at Nomads on Saturday. We're back in 7 days with more from the Welsh Premier League and beyond. Say goodbye, Jonah.
All the best, Mac.